Philadelphia is the recipient of 5 John S. and James L. Knight Foundation City Challenge Awards for ideas intended to help residents contribute to their communities. Let's take a closer look with Patrick Morgan, Philadelphia Director for the Knight Cities Challenge, and Taib Smith, an announced grantee in this latest round. Taib, Patrick, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks tonight.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Dave.
Patrick, the project is in its third and final year. Talk about the City Challenge Awards.
The Knight Cities Challenge is actually a national challenge. So the Knight Foundation is a national foundation with strong local roots here in Philadelphia, as well as 25 other Knight communities where the Knight brothers owned newspapers at some time. So the City's Challenge this year, we had more than 4,500 applicants across the country who gave us their ideas. And what we're asking for is all ideas be focused on one or more of what we see are the key drivers of city success, which are talent, opportunity, and engagement. And then from there, we went to around 144 finalists, and now we have around 33 winners, of which 5 of them are from Philadelphia. And I believe Philadelphia is slated to get, of the $5 million total share of the money, a little over $1 million will be coming to Philadelphia for these 5 ideas.
In looking over the roster of the 26 cities eligible for these awards, it seems that Philadelphia is far and away the largest metropolitan area.
Yes, definitely by size we would be. And I think if you look at the three, you know, so now we have 3 years of the challenge in the books, Philadelphia has historically done really well in terms of both the number of finalists, but then also the number of winners as well, both in terms of the, like I said, the number, but then the amount or the share of the $5 million national money. So
speak to some of the successes of the first and second year in terms of awards given to Philadelphia and how they've developed in the interim.
Well, I think that the first year we really talk about the pop-up pools program, which was an initiative about reimagining a public pool, a neighborhood public pool. And I think part of the success was not just in terms of what it did for the Francisville pool, but then the Department of Parks and Recreation is now taking lessons from that and incorporating it into their own Swim Philly program. So now you're seeing it at a half a dozen pools last summer season, at least. And I think the department has an intention to keep rolling this out to other public pools around Philadelphia. And now I've even seen that you're getting some kind of crowdfunding of neighborhoods who want to do this for their own pools. Again, taking the lessons from the pop-up pools. I think, you know, last year, you know, 2 programs that I point to, the one, you know, it's Taib's project, so I won't take, you know, too much of his thunder with it, but the other one is the Breaking Bread, Breaking Barriers program, which is happening at Reading Terminal Market. It actually just wrapped up, and that was a series of dinners and cooking demonstrations that were at the market that brought together new Philadelphians, immigrants, refugees, with their neighbors, and you know their longstanding neighbors, really around the shared the shared activity of cooking and eating together and sharing their culture through that. And then Taib and Megan's project, Institute for Hip Hop Entrepreneurship, has really been a success, both in terms of its impact for the students or the fellows who are involved, but then also in terms of the both local and quite frankly national media attention that it's gotten.
So, Taib, describe this award for a dream deferred Philadelphia redlining, past, present, and future.
So we're looking to work with artists to create an installation to look at how redlining defined economic inequality in the region. So it's also, we're going to create a short documentary to also tell that story. To really have dialogue, you have to have empathy. And if you can't have some understanding of the history that created these spaces of inequality are, almost, if you can imagine, manufactured inequality, you can't have dialogue. And while cities are rapidly inverting and there's a lot of displacement happening, there's a lot of uncomfortable dialogue about the capital G word being gentrification. And I think gentrification means different things to different people depending on where you fall in economic stratus. So if you're moving into the city from the suburban rim, people often use gentrification as a positive verb. If you live within a neighborhood that it's experiencing displacement, oftentimes there's a generational pain to words like gentrification. And I think through kind of reimagining and redefining and educating people across all sides of the economic divide about the history of how our neighborhoods were divided, we'll have a better opportunity for dialogue and hopefully to affect public policy.
Past, present, what's the future aspect of your project?
Well, we want to, through data and data mapping, I try to reimagine what these communities look like if they were properly monetized. Maybe to give a dream to the future of what could possibly be if we develop cities with a more of an ethical eye to development.
And Patrick, that seems to be part of the mission of the project, to make collaborative efforts across different strata to work towards solution.
Yeah, that's right, Dave. And I think, you know, when we look at an idea like a dream deferred, it's not just, you know, responding to Philadelphia and the opportunities and the challenges that come with growth, both, you know, current and historic, but it's also something that we feel, you know, could be lessons learned and applicable to one of our other night cities or communities, because we're not the only ones who, you know, are dealing with issues like this and issues around development. So an idea like this, where we can disseminate learning nationally and also is focused on, like I said, one or more of the key drivers of we see city success, you know, opportunity, engagement, and talent. I think clearly an idea like this hits on a number of those things.
Patrick Taib, thanks so much for joining us on NewsWorks Tonight.
Thanks for the invitation.
Thanks, Dave.
Patrick Morgan, Philadelphia Program Director for the Knight Foundation, and award recipient Taib Smith.